ABC Radio Australia.
Pacific conservation experts and officials have been in Europe to discuss the challenges facing the world's oceans. They were meeting in three southern European locations this month to discuss ocean conservation and the latest science in the lead up to a major United Nations Ocean Summit in France next year. Dubravka Volodare asked Pacific Ocean Commissioner Dr. Philemon Mannoni, who attended the meetings, what was on the agenda.
The Pacific wants to come to these global events with a loud voice to ensure that the work it wants to do in the region and for all the ocean, because there is only one ocean, to make sure that our voices are heard, the challenges that we are dealing with every day are considered, and partners must get on board to support the work that we need to do and to coordinate ourselves in terms of looking to the global agenda on oceans, and particularly the UN Oceans Conference that is coming up in Nice, France, next year.
Now, you are there from the Pacific, and I believe there is a Pacific delegation there. What will you be calling for? What would you like to see in particular?
We are here in Cyprus to support the Pacific group in the Commonwealth organization. In Cyprus, the Commonwealth is organizing a Commonwealth Ocean Ministerial level meeting, and we wanted to also be consistent on the Pacific message throughout the different fora and platforms. Some of the priorities that the Pacific has endorsed for us under the 2050 strategy on the oceans thematic area of the strategy, revitalizing the governance, oceans governance in the region, making sure that or promoting the idea that countries seriously look at ratifying the recently endorsed BBNJ agreement. Also, we get a very important and very effective outcome in the plastics negotiations that is ongoing at the moment to ensure that we rid the oceans of plastics so that, you know, we can govern our resources and so on. Because started saying if we don't, in the next 50 years, that there could be more plastics in the ocean than fish. So we are sort of following these processes very carefully and promoting to our friends from across the globe that these are indeed important processes, negotiations to make sure that our ocean is being managed, resources are being conserved, not only for the benefit of Pacific, but for the world.
What's the status in regards to international conservation targets of our oceans?
A lot of work remains to be done in terms of the global diversity framework, the push for 30 by 30 conservation targets. In fact, the Pacific leaders have even called for 100% management across the spectrum of oceans management, both internal exclusive economic zones efforts, as well as looking forward to the eventual entry into force of the BBNJ agreement for management in areas beyond national jurisdictions. These are important, the global diversity framework and the BBNJ agreement instruments that we think are important. And that is why we, from the Pacific perspective, promoting these instruments. And not forgetting the importance also for consideration of traditional knowledge as part of the equation to support conservation strategies.
That was my next question. What's the status of efforts to establish marine protected areas, and what more needs to be done to achieve these protection goals?
In terms of marine protected areas, the framework under the BBNJ, well, we hope that as soon as that enters into force, that members or parties can start looking at that. At the moment, there are some partners who are supporting the Pacific, particularly in that regard, on the design of marine protected areas and so forth. There are initiatives that we're doing internally and maybe in partnership with others. We in the region at the COP last year have also looked at initiatives for perhaps a sea lane of consisting of marine protected areas, but these are still early in the day, and we will certainly be working with partners to support that work.
How many marine protected areas would need to be set up to reach conservation goals, would you say?
I can't say at the moment exactly. That would take some work to do. But certainly is one of the tools that we can probably look at to support conservation efforts in the Pacific and throughout the globe.
What's the role of these talks in making the seas climate-proof?
This type of gatherings or platforms are important to, I think, remind all of us, that we have to do something about the oceans. We need the science to support what we do about our oceans. So particularly for us, say, for instance, in the Pacific, there is obvious, it is obvious that there is a whole lot about the ocean in terms of scientific evidence that yet needs to come out to support effective governance, management, etc.